Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm from Baltimore, though. I'm from.
I didn't say you did. I'm saying someone said that.
No, I'm just saying for me, just to clarify, if that's what I smell like,
it's
just
like a sand town.
There you go. North of Bitlow. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, Sports Talk and the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you can always count on the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season, including kicking off with a week four matchup with the Ravens and Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And as I told you guys, I watched Tulsa King over the weekend.
Let's go see the guys in New York.
That's what happened.
How was it?
It's good. It's really good. Can you play some music or something?
Jerks.
You know what? I don't even want to be here today. I'm going to do what my penis does when it's cold outside. Pack up my balls and go home.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to tell. Hopefully you guys can figure out what they're laughing about.
What I learned today, what? Jeremy can't lie. Hey, Mike, press this report card. Mike, what'd you give Lamar Jackson?
I tell the truth even when I lie.
What'd you give Lamar Jackson?
I gave him a B-. Jeremy, you are pretty funny. He completed 21 of 27 passes for 288 yards and 3 touchdowns, finished with a passer rating of 148.1. But there's something going on there. I thought he could have taken advantage of more some slants, some quick stuff. And to me, he just held the ball too long. And maybe he was just trying to get it deeper. I don't know. But I gave him a B-.
Running backs.
Derrick Henry, 12 carries for 50 yards. And that fumble, he lost the fumble. Again, it gave the ball at the Ravens 16-yard line. They converted into a 45-yard field goal with about 2 minutes later. 3 times he's fumbled so far this season. Usually that puts
lost 2.
Yeah, that usually puts you in Coach John Harbaugh's doghouse.
He would be the first Hall of Fame running back to fumble 3 times in 3 games, though. So
yeah,
that house is different.
Let's see what happens there, but I don't believe it's going to happen. And you know what? It gets me about his body lean. Usually, he's that great body lean where he can get that 1 or 2 yards needed. I don't see it anymore.
So if he puts Derrick Henry in the doghouse, does John Harbaugh tell him, or does he send the intern?
He's a bullhorn. You're in the doghouse.
Hires Kramer. I'm going to have to fire Raquel Welch.
would you give the offensive line?
Hey, you gave up 7 sacks. Enough said. Done.
You gave him a D, though.
I gave him a D. I would give him an F, but I try not to give Fs because you played. It's like in phys ed, Rob. If you dress, you at least get a D.
So or if your SAT scores, you get a 200 just for writing your name.
Right. So you at least get a
so
D.
So basically you're saying that the offensive line showed up but forgot their uniform.
Yes. They couldn't climb the rope. They came but couldn't climb the rope. So they get like...
You know, receivers. You know, what people always talk about what happened to Mark Andrews.
He
played pretty well, showed up. Had 6 catches for 91 yards. I thought the Lions did a good job of taking out Zay Flowers. I mean,
they did.
You didn't hear much about him.
No.
2 catches for 13 yards.
I predicted he would have a good game last night. He did not.
Yep, but they did find Jackson did find Bateman.
Twice on 2 big third down conversions.
Yeah, did find Charlie Kohler. Two catches for 22 yards. Overall, I thought the group played well, and it got everybody involved, but you didn't have time to throw.
Defensive,
and it got a B-.
Defensive line?
D. You dressed.
How did what kind of runs were the lines doing?
Gut.
Gut running.
Just straight up the gut. Here, take this, take that. 38 times for 224 yards. Done. Okay, and you could say, didn't have Matabike. He ain't Reggie White, all right? He's a good player, but he ain't Reggie. He ain't Mean Joe Green.
So you think they would have done well without him? It's not that good.
Well, I listened to you guys earlier. Which one of you guys said, oh, they still would have gave up 150 yards if he had played? they just got beat up.
Linebackers.
They punched out. Linebackers, a D. I mean, everybody got a D on defense.
Secondary got a D.
Oh, man, you know what?
That's Jeremy's favorite defense.
Oh, no. Let me tell you what they did a nice job of doing. Marlon Humphrey, they got the guy, St. Brown, on the outside with him, and I'm like, that's coaching. That's very good coaching there. Yeah. Because he would go in motion, and then all of a sudden he'd go to the outside and turn it up, and I'm like, they spotted that on film.
By the way, even though we're sitting here giving out a lot of D's for guys dressing, did you guys see Marlon Humphrey chase down? Was it Montgomery that he chased down or Gibbs?
Yeah, it was Montgomery.
Yeah, chased him down. Like, you're looking, all of a sudden he comes on the screen looking like Forrest Gump. Like, where the hell did he come from?
He was flying. Yeah. He really was.
Well,
that came out of frustration, I think.
Yeah, he should have been flying. And Montgomery was tired anyway. He ran for 800 yards.
He just ran like a quarter of a mile.
What'd you get in special teams? We know you get special teams high scores. What'd you get?
I always gave him a high score, but hey, Jordan Stout. Averaged 52.3 yards on three punts. His long was 63 yards. They got a nice job from Ali, who averaged 26.2 yards on four kickoffs. And he had one that was 43 yards. LeJonte Wester, three punt returns, averaged 10.3 yards, but not good enough. You know, and when you're in a tight game like this, you look for something from your special teams, and they really didn't get it except for Loop kicked the 41-yard field goal. But I gave them a B+. Coaching, I probably would have gave them a D.
Why did you?
The more, because I'm a little under gun. My deadlines are really tight. And the more I keep thinking about it, I was like, nah, I should have dropped them down to a D because they got out-coached.
Because they dressed?
They got out-coached. Well, they did dress.
You think they got out-coached?
Oh, yeah. It ain't even close. I mean, if you look at some of the stuff they ran.
If you just start from a defensive standpoint and what that offense did to them, and Mike's talking about it, the little wrinkles that they put in, moving guys around to get them open, freeing up space, and it doesn't matter who they go to. Early on, it was Williams that was getting into the middle of the field, intermediate, and you're like, because you're so worried he's going to take the top off that they were staying back, and he's getting, here's 18, here's 22.
And it's 4th and 2, I think it was 4th and 2, right at the 49, and they run that play action. And he go over the top, and Marlon Humphrey grabs St. Brown, and I'm like,
"Yep,
yeah, that's coaching. That's coaching." So I gave him a C-, but I would have given him a D. I should have given him.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Press's report card. Mike, you can go to Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com to get grades position by position. But Mike, what did you learn about the Baltimore Ravens from the 38-30 loss to the Detroit Lions?
I didn't learn much. I learned that they can't stop the run. And this didn't go back. Ed talked about this the week before against Cleveland. Cleveland ran the ball against them. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of gave up.
That kind of day.
Their defense was sound, but their offense was not very good. But they came out and they did the same thing again. They just pounded the football. And you can't have that. Somewhere along the line, either your linebacker has to step up, your defensive line has to step up, but you can't let a team run the football. And that's the best way. If you want to keep Lamar Jackson off the field, run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can control it like they did with that 11-minute drive in the second quarter, it's over. That's the best way to keep him off the field. They got a lot of weapons, but I thought last night that was this display of, this is how you beat the Baltimore Ravens. Run the damn football against them and keep Lamar off the field, and they did that.
If you work on the coaching staff, what is your first area of interest or concern in practice this week?
Probably,
what can you change? There's some things you can't change.
Probably some more quick throws. I think they're not very good at pass protection. Quick throws, screens, some draws, all those things like that. Mm-hmm. But you can't have your quarterback get beat up. And then there was one play, I think in the second quarter, where he's rolling to his left. And I thought I saw him grab his back. Like, man, he got hit. I'm like, you can't get beat up like this every game. He's been in the league 8 years now. This is his eighth year.
Yeah.
Well, you keep getting beat up like that, and you get sacked 7 times, there's a chance he's going to get hurt. And you see the way quarterbacks are dropping in the NFL.
Like gotta flies, watch that, bro. Like yeah. flies. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Mike Press's report card. So the Mike, professor.
I mean, obviously looking forward to this. Kansas City has issues running the football. You have issues right now of stopping it. They kind of, I don't want to say they get right on getting their first win of the season, but it has to give them some optimism going back home. And this will be the second time this year Kansas City's been a home underdog to an opposing team, which that never happens.
Kansas City, you could throw the football on them. Their corners are not very good. And in the first game, I think the Chargers picked them a lot, and they weren't ready for that. And I know some coaches out there who just said, we weren't prepared. Well, if I was the Ravens and I'm looking at their film and I'm saying, we can make some plays on these guys.
I tell you what,
I think they'll throw the ball.
What I'm worried about is the way Mahomes throws such great short passes quickly. The Ravens have been playing soft. They've been playing, not just soft, I mean soft in the way people see them as playing soft. I mean,
soft coverage.
Safe coverage, like off the ball. You can do that against him. He's going to tear you up.
Andy Reid has an uncanny knack of calling a screen pass when you're blitzing from that spot
yes.
and just murdering you. I mean, he's yep. and it some of this stuff, and it's weird because in the first quarter, everything is predetermined. He already has his first, 20 plays or whatever drawn out.
Which means that's how good he scouts.
Yes.
That's how well he scouts to be able to have that kind of timing yeah. on what you're going to do. Mm. Jeez. Mike, the Baltimore Ravens, the strength going into this Kansas City game.
Got to be all on the offensive side, right?
Their strengths?
Yeah.
It's passing the football. But can you pass block? But can you pass block?
Wow.
That's what they got.
I don't even know where we're doing radio anymore.
I mean, and let's be realistic. Even when the Ravens were down in that fourth quarter, I figured if there's any quarterback that's going to win this game, it would be Lamar Jackson. He's the one who could pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think it was going to happen. But I'm saying he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that can make this happen, but they were just so bad in defensively and everything they did.
What's this bizarro world that we're living in, Jeremy Kahn? How did the Ravens beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Throw the football.
Yes.
When the Ravens were down 2 scores, Lamar Jackson was the guy that Mike Preston believed could win the game. Now, I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. Like, where are we?
Yeah, it does seem like a bizarro world.
Like, where are we?
Play to your strengths.
Well, because I remember
he is a strength right now.
I remember talking to Ravens fans like, "Oh yeah, I like this style of football." No, you don't. It's nobody the style of football style you have football. To yeah. you have to play.
Nobody likes that.
Like, I mean, there are former players, and if you guys played on defense, I'm sure Ed might even like the smash mouth whenever because it didn't feel like it was just great defense from both sides. It felt like for a long time here, it was just bad offense.
This kind of play,
it really, was
watching this kind of football really upsets me.
Yeah,
I'm not joking. I get really upset watching this.
Yeah. I don't like watching that Monday night game that everybody said was, "Oh, it's one of the best." Games I've ever seen, and it was like the one where they scored over 100 points.
I don't like that.
I don't want to watch that.
But I know what I didn't like either, and nobody else in the country liked. You remember back when the Ravens, after they won the Super Bowl, everyone was upset because they couldn't be on Monday Night Football?
Mm-hmm.
That's because you're winning games 10-7. those commercials in the fourth quarter, they count as much as the ones in the first. Yeah, and the rest of the country, and the rest of the country ain't tuning into that.
It was the real winner with that, though, because we got Keith Urban on a float in the Inner Harbor.
No, I'm talking about way back in the first Super Bowl. No, I'm talking about the first Super Bowl they won. They didn't get a lot of primetime games, and Baltimore was appalled.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to see that style of football other than Baltimoreans. Nobody wants that. And that's why they couldn't. Now, without even winning the Super Bowl, they're on primetime all the time. Why? Exciting offense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what sells.
Lamar Jackson. Yes. You want to see Lamar.
There you go. You know, the fourth quarter commercials.
It's not. And
it's be seen now.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.